Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the Gospel of John chapter 13, and in verse 1 it says this, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Who are Jesus's own? Well, the answer is very clear in this gospel. Here's what we learn. His own are they who have been given to Christ by the Father. They are those who are born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. They are those who hear the call of the Spirit and repent of their sin and trust in Christ, seeing Him as their only hope of being reconciled to their Creator. And you may say, well, Cliff, this seems a bit unfair and biased, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't God love all people equally? Well, let me ask you a question. Is it unfair that you would have an exclusive type of love for your wife or for your husband? Or do you love every other person the same way as you love your spouse? Marriage is an excluding relationship, an exceptional relationship. And I love the fact that my wife loves me differently than she loves anyone else. There's joy in that love, and comfort, and power, and peace, and rest in that love. In the same way, Jesus has won a bride unto himself, disciples, followers, who receive an exceptional love from him, a special love from him, a love that produces delight and worship and humility and 10,000 other things. And this is why we love him back. Even more, in this love, we are emboldened to live out his mission because of the certainty and security of his love for us. Jesus is going to tell them that the world will hate them, but they are loved by the Father, and they're loved by the Son, and they're loved by the Spirit, and they will be empowered because of the love of the Trinity to go out into a world that hates them and bear witness about the salvation that is in Jesus Christ, and then some will believe. There are those who love their sin and love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. Those people do not receive the assurance and confidence and endurance or communion of God's love in Christ. They receive his condemnation. But you, O believer, have been loved exceptionally well, receiving an exceptional love from Christ, and he loves every believer, every disciple in this way. It's not a general love, but a particular love for those who have embraced him as their Savior. As you pray today, please remember Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Dagari LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.